You're listening to SBS News.
New South Wales has recorded 145 new locally acquired cases of COVID-19 from more than 98,000 tests. Two more COVID-19 related deaths have been recorded in the state, a woman, a man, both in their 80s. Of the 145 new local cases in the 24 hours to 8 p.m. on Sunday, 51 were in the community for the entirety of their infectious period, and 25 were in the community for part of their infectious period. There are currently 44 COVID-19 patients in intensive care in New South Wales, and 18 of these people are ventilated. There were over 95,000 tests completed in the state. Chief Health Officer Dr. Carey Chance says transmission is happening in critical workplaces and households.
The only people that are actually moving about are those essential workers. So people that are working in logistics and distribution, critical workers that come from that area that support Sydney and even New South Wales and beyond. So it is important that we consider how vaccinating that group would potentially prevent transmission. And we're also thinking about everything. So I think it's important that to know that we are leaving no stone unturned.
Dr. Chance says it's distressing how few older people are coming forward to get the AstraZeneca jab. Both the New South Wales and federal governments are urging people, especially those over 60, to contact their doctor about getting vaccinated as a matter of urgency. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says it's critical that as many people come forward as possible, noting that the Australian Technical Advisory Group on Immunisation has revised its advice on the AstraZeneca vaccine.
The important message which comes out of ATAGI's revised advice for people in Sydney is that people of all ages have a clear message from ATAGI that the benefits of AstraZeneca outweigh the risks. That's a decision of ATAGI in relation to the Sydney outbreak, and the benefits outweigh the risks for all ages. And so I think that is a very important message.
Health authorities and political leaders are concerned weekend protests in Melbourne and Sydney could hinder efforts to bring COVID-19 cases down. Anti-lockdown protesters are being tracked down by police, with New South Wales Police forming a task force to identify participants. They're calling on members of the public to send in photos or videos and have received 5,500 tip-offs so far. Police have arrested 63 demonstrators in Sydney and 6 in Victoria, with dozens issued fines for breaching restrictions, with more expected. Health experts say it would take at least 48 hours for the impact to show in daily case numbers. New South Wales Police Commissioner Michael Fuller warns the behaviour of last weekend will not be tolerated again.
We have a strike force established, and they will continue to investigate and chase down every individual that we can identify will be either arrested and or given tickets for their behaviour. And it's not just about whether it's an unauthorised protest, it was about the danger that they put all of us at in terms of the Delta variants.
And the Victorian government says it'll decide whether lockdown will end on Tuesday based on the most up-to-date coronavirus data. The state recorded just 11 new local COVID-19 cases on Monday, and all were in isolation during their infectious period. Victoria's Health Minister Martin Foley says a decision has not yet been finalised for an easing on restrictions as authorities weigh up the risk.
Our public health officials will make a decision based on the amalgamation of all that real-time, most up-to-date information, and we'll have more to say about what the steps out of this current set of restrictions will look like tomorrow morning.
South Australia's Premier Stephen Marshall says a statewide lockdown is on track to end on Tuesday. The state recorded one new locally acquired case on Monday, a man aged in his 80s. But not all restrictions will be lifted, and the state government is worried about South Australians stuck in New South Wales. For at least a week starting from Tuesday, household gatherings will be capped at 10, schools will reopen, and mask use will apply in high-risk settings. Mr. Marshall says he hopes the state can start heading towards a sense of normality.
We've looked at chasing down every single transmission chain that we've been given. We have 79 exposure sites in South Australia. We have a large number of people that we are monitoring and a huge number of people who are in directed quarantine, either at home or in our Medi hotels.
And SBS has launched live interpreting of the daily New South Wales Government COVID-19 press conferences. It's a national first initiative with press conferences to be interpreted in real time in Arabic and Vietnamese. The service will be streamed live via the SBS Arabic 24 and SBS Vietnamese Facebook pages, as well as the SBS radio page. Mandarin and Assyrian are the next languages to be introduced in the coming period. And for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.